Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. We are going to have such a fun show today because many are in the house. And we're going to talk about, in case you didn't see it, I'm only on Facebook. I haven't figured out how to work my web page yet. We're going to talk about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Dropped a Bomb. See, my buddies, we both had more than close encounters with the mental health system. And here's the thing. There's this giant book called the DSM. I think we're on 5 now. I've got one. It weighs more than I do. It's the diagnostic manual for shrinks and psychologists. And it tells you all the signs and symptoms of crazy people. Now, here's the deal. It doesn't tell you the signs and symptoms of not crazy people. And that's the problem. So we've each had encounters. Now, there's a whole thing about encountering the mental health system. There's another whole thing of encountering the mental health system within military medicine. Holy cripe, that's a whole other world. So I'm
that's
a military.
FUBAR.
I'm an Army brat and a Navy wife and mother. So I have really almost never been out of the military medical system. I do use UCSD, the University of California, in San Diego now, but my Maxime CJ is using Balboa Naval Hospital, which is the largest, beautiful hospital that doesn't have anything to do with who's working in it. So we have both had encounters with health professionals. And so we're going to talk about that. There's a lot going on right now. Oh my goodness, if you have any kind of mark at all in your record, you can't own a gun. If the liberals have their way, nobody could have one anyway. So this is a problem. Most of us that are veterans or are married to veterans, they've used guns before, and they know how to use them. So if somebody mistakenly reports you and says you're this, and the government doesn't know how to properly evaluate you and decides you're this, you can never own a gun for self-defense. This is not a good thing. Yeah, see, so in my case, my husband was overseas. He retired from the military after like 23 years or something like that. And he went back over to Saudi and Kuwait because he was a supply officer. They're the guys that buy everything or magically make it appear. His name is Clark, so she calls him Clark Kent. So Superman would make things appear for governments. So he went over to Saudi and Kuwait, left me the hemiplegic with 2 boys to raise, and teenage boys are not all that helpful, you know. So he was over there. My girlfriend decided that I was suicidally depressed. And we're talking on the phone one night, and these 2 giant guys come to the door and say, we're going to wrap you up like a tortilla, what do you call those things? Taquito, and take you to the funny farm down at Hillcrest Hospital. I said, excuse me? Your neighbor, you're depressed and you're going to kill yourself. So they put me on just a weekend hold. But it's the weekend. You can't call anybody. So now I am considered depressed and suicidal. This is on the word of a neighbor. And I'm in a mental hospital. Now, if there were things that I needed to do that mental health black mark would not be good on my record, I'm cotton picking, I'm a therapist. This is not a good thing. You're in there, and who's gonna speak for you? Nobody. It's a weekend. Also, most of the people I work with are gone. They're off helping Saudi Arabia, and my son's up in Monterey School of Languages because he's going to another country. He's in the Navy. You're like stuck at the best opinion of who this doctor is who's on call that's going to recognize you. So I finally got myself out of there. But you know how they based my diagnosis? CJ knows. They decided I was, in those days they called it manic depressive, now it's called bipolar. They decided that I was manic because I talk too fast, because I always talk too fast. That's something I always did and I always will do because I was raised in Japan. And Japanese people talk a mile a minute. That was my first language, was Japanese. I have learned to slow myself down because I make my living hypnotizing people and talking on the radio. But cotton picking, if you give me a chance, I'm just going to talk as fast as I can talk because that's what I do. And they decided
I was... Like an auctioneer from Texas.
Yeah, they decided I was nuts because I talked too fast.
Do you think you were nuts?
Of course not. I am a compulsive overachiever, but we wouldn't have light bulbs and motor cars and some of the other things on Earth if there weren't compulsive overachievers.
Yeah, but we're talking just about you particularly. I'll tell you what, if you weren't nuts before you went there, you were probably about crazy and nuts when you got out of there.
No, but I told them all the things they were doing wrong if they were trying to keep people from harming themselves. I mean, I don't want to offend doctors and shrinks and those. It doesn't take, I think the cutoff line is you should have at least 120 IQ to be a doctor. I got them by a good 40 or more points. So, duh. You know, they always have the sharpest knife in the drawer that's trying to decide whether I'm crazy or not.
My experience wasn't like that. My experience was completely different than your experience. But my experience was I knocked on their door and I said, hey, hello, I need some help here. I've been awake for 6 days. I haven't been able to achieve deep sleep in 6 days. And by that seventh day, I know I'm reaching a critical point because things are moving that shouldn't be moving. And that's been a problem in my life for me being able to sleep.
But there's a
reason for that.
You're freaking bat-mono crazy.
Say again.
Is there a line between insomnia and your bat guano crazy?
Well, I think when we're looking at mental health, we've got a whole banana, right? You've got a whole person there. And one of the things you and I have talked about, which I think is very poignant for this show, is to remember mental health is part of health. So when we look at a person and we deem they're crazy, what are we basing that on? Diabetics, for example, low blood sugar, you're going to be gaga. You know, a urinary tract infection at an older age can actually make you gaga, you know. And when we look at mental disorders and mental health, it's important to understand that we're talking about neuropathways, neurological differences, and people operate in their own realities. So when I checked in, I went and I said, look, guys, I haven't been asleep for 6 days. Help me out here. Drop the rhino because I don't want to be awake any longer. And this is on somebody who has a clean system, by the way. I don't do recreational drugs. I was smoking some marijuana, but that was for some CBD pain. And Charlotte's Web is a very low-dose THC. It's very high-dose CBD, which is very good for many things. And in particularly,
where'd you go? Yeah, it may be a cell phone, because I think a lot of people nowadays don't have landlines anymore. They have cell phones. I live, Captain Quirk, I have like six names. Got it back? Okay.
I was censored by God.
Where?
Anyhow, you get the picture. It's you know... Why do we even seek mental health in the first place? And for the record, Balboa is a beautiful, lovely hospital, but it's a teaching hospital, which means they're teaching what they standardly do for patients. At no point, once I went in, at no point did the doctor say, what do you think's going on with you?
Oh, right.
Well, I'm with me 24/7. I'd be more than happy to tell you if you ask me.
Well,
you know?
But instead
they said, oh, no. We have a situation here. She's we got to start giving her drugs. We got to start giving her medications. And that is not my style.
If they get in their mind that you're crazy, then anything that comes out of your mouth can't possibly be valid. So why should they ask you what you think?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
If they at the very beginning decide that you're crazy, then anything that comes out of your mouth cannot be valid. So why should they ask you what you think?
And I would agree with you. That is exactly the attitude they got. But, you know, you said this was one flew over the cuckoo's nest and dropped a bomb. I decided to nest in there for 10 days. And usually that would be like a 14-day thing. They tried to do something called a 5150 on me, and I said, oh, you know what? I want to talk to this Jewish Family Service, patient advocacy, writ of habeas corpus. Let's find out why I'm really here.
Go Jews. I mean, we've been persecuted. I can't talk. Persecuted forever. We know all the loopholes.
You're cutting out on me, Dr. Ed. I can barely hear you.
Oh, how weird. I said, go Jews. We've been persecuted. I can't even say that word. Persecuted so long we know all the loopholes.
Oh, sure. And you know, for me, I'm fearless. I'm sorry, but I am fearless in our medical society because I've been around for a while. Until and up to the point they inject or force a pill into me, before they inject medication or a pill into me, then I know what I'm playing with upstairs. I've been playing with it for almost 50 years. You know, it's my full deck.
Here's the problem. You can get away with that, and I'm glad you did. My we used to call them patients. Now everybody's socially correct, so now they're clients. A lot of my clients are these poor veterans with PTSD, and they go to get help. And one, they arrested him because he said that he was at a VA evaluation meeting, and he said, "You guys suck. You're not helping me." And he got a little on edge, but he didn't hurt anybody. He sat in his chair and he told them what he thought of them, and they arrested him for belligerence or something. And I'm going, wait a minute, if you can't vent there, where can you do it?
But you can. You can. And I don't want people to be afraid of getting mental health treatment and mental health care. The difference is knowing yourself what it is that you're hoping to accomplish, I would assume would be a level of stability, and then understanding how the healthcare system works.
We're on a break. I couldn't catch you in time.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Do you feel alone trying to conquer life's challenges? Do you feel that there's sometimes nowhere to turn and nobody really understands? Remember, you are not alone. Every week, host April Joy Ford, who has faced adversity as a constant in her life, helps you rise above life's challenges with your own blueprint meant to discover the powerful you. April's challenges have included childhood sexual abuse, becoming a widow and single parent at 32, and other such curveballs. She'll help you get empowered holistically every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Can you think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning into the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back. And you guys, if you got your freak flags, get them out now and let's start flying, because we're just going to talk with my best buddy ever, CJ, about craziness, just general craziness. And she and I are so much alike. She really is my sister from another mister. Everything's identical except for she got the extra foot. 5'2", she's 6'2". So we do look. I can't remember that. I know Mutt and Jeff is way, way old. Hardy
and twins wasn't right either. Size they got it, but you're cute as a button, and I look as I don't know what, disheveled as heck.
No, you're adorable. I just don't have that much anymore. That's why I do my doctor.
Huh.
The institutes and stuff, and it is interesting because that's what I do for a living. I don't follow conventional therapies. I have that big fat book with the DSM-5 and all the things that are in there, but I kind of go by my three rules: God first, whatever you want to call your higher power, yourself second, but you got to be pretty well educated, and the doctors third, because sometimes they don't really know what's going on. And since I've been hospitalized like 30-something times for procedures and had this wonderful brain tumor, God usually smacks me in the head if he wants my attention. And so I pretty well educate myself on everything I need to have done or everything I think is wrong. Now, we are going to do a show on cyberchondria. For heaven's sakes, people, don't just listen to me and don't get a symptom and then go ask Siri or Cortana what's wrong with you. That's very dangerous. It's called cyberchondria, C-Y-B-E-R, cyberchondria. You'll think you're dying. It may be nothing. So I love MDs. They're mechanical doctors, and they can cut, that's surgery, burn, that's radiation, and poison, that's chemo.
They're medicine doctors for a reason. That's the limit and scope of their practice is medicine. So we call them medical doctors.
They
and unfortunately, medicine is usually a quick fix to a life habit. You know,
right.
It's only a quick fix to a symptom and not really to the core problem. So I am not fond of medical doctors, at least the ones who can't see beyond the scope of their practice to understand they're dealing with a whole human being.
And they're used to talking at you. They're not talking with you. And I've had ones that would pat my hand and say, "Now, Sarah, I will take," and I'll just stop dead and say, "Hey, look, when I can say now, George, this is what's wrong with me, because I have two doctorates and a bunch of certificates, and I know my body better than you, so let's get a playing ground or I'm leaving." They get really angry when I do
think
that.
That you're very wise, and that's a very poignant exception to the rule. Most people go in with the attitude that they're going to listen to what the doctor tells them, and that's going to be the best thing for them, and that's it. Unfortunately, when it comes to mental health, they are stuck on whatever they think is in that book, whatever their formulary is telling them to prescribe, whatever their healthcare industry or foundation is telling them to do. Balboa is a training hospital. They're not as interested in the individual, in my opinion, as they are in training the docs and the people going through there, which does not always benefit the patient. So in my case, I went in because, and I decided I would stay 10 days. Why? Because there's three shifts a day, that's 30 nursing notes that I gathered, because to tell you the truth, I know why I couldn't sleep. I carry along a lot of excess skin, having lost more than 120 pounds, and so that abdominal fold needs to be removed. I've had it for a few years now. It wears on my spine. It causes degenerative pain. So I can either destroy my liver by taking pain medications. I do yoga. I do practice, exercise every day. But I needed the notes to back up my surgery appointment. That's in February when I go back to Balboa for part two.
I am so amazed because I'm a hemiplegic. I had the same problem you did. I lost 150 pounds, and they denied my claim that I needed it. It was medically necessary. The doctor said so, and right. I had $45,000 of my own money. You're a genius. I don't know how you managed to convince them.
Well, I can't say that I've convinced them yet, but I've got 30 nursing notes telling them what the problem is. And yeah, I have a doctor trying to write medication. It's like, okay, now who's really crazy here? I like my liver. It functions. Let's leave it that way.
I want to have you back your whole show on this next week, because this business of obesity is like the number one thing in America. There's a solution, and that's several different types of surgery to lose the weight. Okay,
obesity is a symptom. It's not a diagnosis. I want to back up right there. That's the first thing. It's a symptom of your lifestyle. It is not a diagnosis. If you stop as a diagnosis, you're never going to lose the weight.
That's true. So we got to talk about this. We're going to do the whole next week on this. Because, people get this way. I watch my 600-pound life, and I cry for these women and men who get this way. So it's medically approved by almost any insurance to get the weight loss surgery. But the idiots, I won't say the word I want to use, will not approve the skin removal. And that's more agonizing than being 600 pounds.
Well, I think they're wrong, and I'm going to call them on their bull. Because when I was at Walter Reed, back when my husband was active duty, and I had just finished breastfeeding, they offered to do a breast reduction on me. I didn't bring it up to them. They brought it up to me. and I said, well, thank you, no. So now the same premise is, the premise that they would do that on is that obviously I had a lot of neck pain and back pain because lugging around 2 gallons of milk every day, on my chest, that was quite a lot. And that was degenerative to my structure, to my spine, and to my well-being. How can it not be the same when I'm carrying around a flap in front of me all day, an apron? I dress very well. It isn't noticeable, but I know it's there. If I run on the beach, I hear flap, 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 flap. It isn't people clapping for me, okay?
You were not 600 or 700 pounds. They had one guy on that was 900 pounds.
No, I wasn't 600 or 700 pounds. No, ma'am. I was 300 at 6'2".
Yeah, well, I was almost 300, and I'm only 5'2". But they said medically necessary because I'm hemiplegic. Half of my body doesn't even work. So if you can imagine dressing yourself and doing all that stuff with all that extra skin flapping around.
Yeah.
No. They said it's medically necessary. She's half paralyzed. And the insurance said no.
Well, if insurance says no, then I hope I beat the wall and make it down to Mexico, because I'm not going to go more than 15 grand for it. I'm just not. So there's no reason.
We did it in sections. But I'll tell you, I'm lucky that we saved that money and did it, because I started life as a model, and I was, tiny, tiny. And the brain cancer and the steroids put it on. It's not that I'm an overeater. And I want people to know that obesity is a disease, and you can get it from certain syndromes that are not that you're a slug and you eat too much. So don't
be ashamed.
I had a tumor that was right in the place that messes up your weight. So obesity is not something to be ashamed of. It's something to fix.
It's a symptom, and if you don't understand what it's a symptom of, you can spend all the time and money you want on diet pills, exercise programs, blah, blah, whatever else is in that billion-dollar industry, and wind up heavier than when you started. Do you remember Susan Powder, Stop the Insanity?
Yeah.
That woman is so intelligent. Listen, she breaks it down so well in that book, Stop the Insanity. This is what she says. First of all, calculate how many grams of fat, times it by 9, divide it by the calories, and bam, that's the percentage of fat of whatever it is you're putting in your mouth that you're putting in your body.
Not so.
Right? And that right there is like finding hidden fat in everything, like 50% of our chips.
Yeah,
it's fat.
But
it's fat. What's it going to do?
There are certain people who have metabolic diseases, or in my case, a brain tumor. They had me eating 500 calories a day, and I was still gaining weight.
And not getting enough nutrients to actually function with. And that right there, not getting the proper nutrients, is the leading cause of depression, clinical or otherwise. So, again, I know we're doing the show on mental health, and I know we're going to do the one on obesity.
Well,
but it's enough
that's
to make you crazy.
People called me crazy because they thought I was anorexic or bulimic or this or that or the other because of the weight obsession. I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
That was my body, and they weren't listening to me. They were just calling me crazy and a liar.
Yeah.
So people put labels on you, but they don't take the time to listen to you.
But what I don't understand is why you didn't call for an advocate.
Oh,
when they're talking too fast and they're not making sense, you have to say, slow down. If they're not listening to you, you go, patient advocate. As soon as you say, get me a patient advocate, they shut their mouths. I mean, they just... They suck at them. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about advocates after. The reason I didn't that weekend, it was a weekend.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. And today we are discussing the cray-cray. I mean, this is...
Cray-cray.
It's the most overused in I can't even say it. It's used improperly used word. People are not really crazy. There are, in fact, I belong to a group called Changing the Name of Mental, the Names of Mental Health, because when you have something wrong with you mentally, it's the same as having something wrong with you internal medicine wise. If you have diabetes, your pancreas isn't working correctly. If you have depression, there's something wrong with your serotonin uptake inhibitors or your dopamine receptors. So you don't go up to somebody and say, "I don't like you. You're diabetic."
You're cray cray.
Say, "I don't like you. You're crazy." And that's what's happening with my veterans. They say, "I don't want to tell anybody I have PTS, much less PTSD." Post-traumatic stress disorder, because they think I'm crazy. there really is no crazy. There are just, your brain is another organ. It does stuff to help your body. You have the same receptors in your gut, by the way. That's your second brain. And if you're not
feeding it, this is your mind. This is such a found part of who you are. It's your mind. Yeah. It's how you process and function in the world. It's your brain.
Yeah, and they all connect, and every part of your body is an organic thing. It responds to light, heat, vibration, and fuel. And so if you don't treat it properly, you may not function well, but you're not crazy. So the card that came up, and, you know, I fan my cards out, I shuffle my cards, I do my thing, and the card that came up today is, and this one is great for Cancer, by the way. If you have someone with Cancer, you need to use this particular stone, but watch out for fakes. It's called Zoisite with Ruby. And it says, do you joyously give, but you're unable to receive? CJ, it's time to receive with grace. And it's safe to allow others to do nice things for you and shower you with gifts. Permit blessings and love to pour into your open and receptive heart. And this is brought to you by the angel of receiving. I'm willing to receive love. The door to my heart is open, allowing blessings to flow into my life. I accept gifts, love, and attention with ease and grace. I am grateful for all that is bestowed upon me. And I know my twin and I don't like to take compliments. And when we do something, we go, oh, yeah, sure. That was, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, that was yesterday. What's today? What do I need to do now?
But when you go into the hospital, we were talking about this on the break. Because she's so interesting, I keep, you know, it's hard to catch breaks here. When I was in that one time, and honestly, it was Bedlam. There was a movie made about that, and Bedlam is the craziest, hideous place to have been put way back in the 19th century, the Funny Farm. Hillcrest Hospital, no offense to my hospital that I go to. That was south. It was horrible. It was hideous. And it was on the weekend. They did not tell me I could have a patient advocate. They wouldn't call a chaplain. They did nothing. And I hated it there. It was like being in prison for no reason. So tell them what they can have now. What's behind the door number one?
Well, first of all, when you go in, especially if you've gone in voluntarily, you know, there's a paradigm that needs to kind of be tweaked and shift a little bit, shifted. And that is that you know, they do these holds. Well, we're going to hold you because you're a threat to yourself or to other people. The first thing you need to be aware of when you get any medical care anywhere from any medical doctor is you have a patient's Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights is paramount to your ticket to freedom. It first thing it does is spell out that you have a say in your treatment and your care. You can choose the staff that works with you. If you don't like a particular doctor, fire him. I have fired doctors before. And you should see the look on their face when you go, excuse me, I no longer want you working on my case. Thank you. Have a nice afternoon. Can you send in somebody else? I'm telling you, it's a jaw dropper.
Yeah, but can you do that if you're crazy?
Well, define crazy. That's going to be key here. If you're aware enough to say it, say it. If you're not aware enough to say it, have an advocate say it for you. So if a doctor is not allowing you to participate in your plan of care, in other words, he's asking you, what do you think went wrong? How do you think we should fix this? What do you think about if we do this? You know, you take your car to get fixed. You don't want them throwing a bunch of extra custom gear on your car necessarily, you know, not without your permission or what you're going to pay for. It's much the same when you go for mental health services. You know, they're loading you up with medications before they even know what the problems are. And to me, that is a crime against humanity. So the patient's Bill of Rights comes in very handy. And one of those rights allows you to have an advocate. And this isn't well, does this place offer a Bill of Rights or not? If they're accredited in the United States, if they're licensed to be doing medical care, they have to honor that patient's Bill of Rights. It's in their Hippocratic Oath, I believe. Well, it's not part of their Hippocratic Oath, but it works in there. So the patient's Bill of Rights is huge. The second thing is know that you have patient advocacy. That's door number two. 24/7, that's how long and how often an advocate is available to you free of charge. If you find yourself locked up in the hospital against your will, which I did here recently. I went in with my will, you know, on my own free will. I said, look, I need help. The next thing I know, I say, okay, I'm feeling okay. I think I'm going to leave by this date. And they're like, oh, no, 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 no. We have you for at least until after the weekend. And I was like, no, no, I don't think so. So they're like, well, yes, of course, we need to, blah, blah. Can I have my advocate now? Yeah, thank you. I'm going to go make a phone call. So I called for my patient advocate. Thank you, Jewish Family Services. My advocate, Kelly, was amazing. She just walked in there. She goes, you know what's going to happen? I said, I know what's going to happen. Let's go do it. So we went in, had a judge right there, and I explained the three things that you really have to be able to explain. One is, where are you going to live? Two, how are you going to take care of yourself? Three, what's your plan in case things start going wrong? What they didn't realize was that they were my plan for when things started going wrong. I was going to check myself into the hospital, which I did. So to me, them treating me like a child with no rights, treating me like a person who is out of their mind and trying to keep me on, we're talking heavy medications here, Ativan. I needed a melatonin, kids, not Ativan. I don't need a drug addiction walking out of there, thank you. The judge looked at the doctor, I'm not going to say his name, but looked at the doctor and said, you have no right to hold her. She's correct. She can leave anytime she likes. And I said, oh, thank you. And I turned to the doctor right then and I said, now that we've established that, I am here of my own volition. Could you please help me? And can I participate in my care plan? His jaw dropped. He was like, oh, absolutely. That's what we're here for. Well, glad to hear it, because you weren't acting like that before we walked into this room. You know, so my treatment went very well at that, from that point forward. But before that point, before advocacy, it did not. I was held against my will. I was told that I can see the doctor when the doctor gets around to seeing me. I was told I have to take medications. I have to take medications. No, I don't. I can breathe. I can die. Those are what I can do. But I want to tell you, on the inside, being there, it was actually really quite nice. It was quite like summer camp that I never got to go to as a child. We colored pictures. We ate sandwiches all day. Blew my diet all to heck, because the food in the hospital is definitely standard American diet. Sad. Horrible stuff. But it wasn't a bad experience after patient advocacy stepped in.
Well, see, I don't recall any of that, because mine was in the 80s. So I didn't.
Yeah, you were a forerunner. I thank you, because people like you who had those bad experiences are what helped change the paradigm, helped change things. So we do have our patient's bill of rights, so we can get advocacy. I'm sorry that you had to go through it without. I can't even imagine what a nightmare that would be for them.
Six foot two,
redhead. What do you think?
The doctor said,
when you went in, did they give you any medications before you left?
No, they didn't give me anyone who was in there that I know of.
So they held you and they didn't give you any medicine?
No, they were just starting on all the psych tests, and I said, you guys, I have degrees in this. I have this, pretty much the same degrees you do. I know these tests. I could give these tests to you. They didn't think
right.
It was funny. They weren't impressed. So they said, well, you're still crazy. Talk too fast. So my friend came down and he said, look, I work with this woman. She always talks like that. And they said, not sufficient. So my son was up in the language school for military at Monterey. I said, could you drive down here, grab every one of my certificates off the wall and bring them in? And he got a wooden box of all my certificates and he dumped them on the doctor's desk. And they have dates on them. So you see how many things I did and and what length of time. And right after that, the doctor came out and he said, prepare this lady's discharge papers. And that was the end of that.
I love it. With me, I just started cracking all the codes I could read. I looked at their big reader board, which was, they changed every shift. And I could tell them what each number and what each symbol stood for, having never worked there before, you know, having never had to work with those kids. But it was interesting. And certainly, you know, my IQ is up there. I don't really know what it is these days. I know what it was when I tested it. I don't think that matters much. It's just taking a look and seeing what's going on and being able to explain it. And when I could tell them better what was wrong with me, you know, then the nurses really started charting for me, because I said, I'm here because I need charting done. Do you understand? Documentation of how I can't sit down for a meal, how I can't you know, how I have to walk around, how the my tailbone, my coccyx, is making the back, my back like a bow. So when I try to lay flat, I tilt to one side or the other. Come on, help me out here. You know, and then they were like, oh, my God, yeah, that's horrible. Oh, document, dear, just document. Thank you. And that is exactly what my nurses did. And I want to say, you can't beat a nurse. You know, a doctor just doesn't measure up in the end to a good nurse, in my opinion, because the nurse is more hands-on and paying attention to what's going on.
We're going to talk about this next week for sure, because that's how I ended up. Now, I know I paid for mine, but that's how I ended up doing the surgery we're going to talk about next week. I kept being in the hospital for urinary tract infections, and this is not very to talk about, but I, with one hand, could not hold all that extra skin back and wipe myself.
That's what tape's for.
I have an incident that's going in my book about taping buttocks apart.
Your book is looking good, Dr. Ed. I want to say for our listeners who aren't aware, you are writing this book, and I've been lucky enough to get to hear bits and pieces and see bits and pieces of it, and it's pretty darn funny.
Yeah, so. You are going to be laughing over this book. I mean, I have had the most humiliating life in history, but it's good for a laugh.
I'm less worried about political correctness than I am of communication, you know, and clear communication. And I've never cared about being right. I've just been clear, you know, more concerned about being clear. And the way you word things in that book, you're very clear. Yes, ma'am.
All those things when we come back from the break and wrap it all up, and we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the angel of everything, CJ Villanueva. And I am so glad she's back out and all in one piece. I got to tell you, I have stormed the Bastilles at Balboa a couple of times. They had me come in for surgery. I spent forever getting a week's worth of downtime when I was teaching. And then they decided to cancel my surgery the morning of the surgery. So in my cute little nightgown, I went down and stomped into the hospital's office. It was an editor running Balboa then. And I wouldn't get out of the waiting room at his office until they arranged a meeting for me and the head of surgery and the head of nursing and the head of the hospital. And we had a little conference about why they canceled my surgery. And we came out of there and the head of the department said, are you a doctor or something? And I said, You'll never know.
Does it matter? I'm a human being.
I was pissed because they think they can just throw patients around any way they want to sometimes, and I didn't like that. So if you cannot do this yourself, and I was way younger in those days, so I'm having your moments now, take a patient advocate with you. I take Superman wherever I go to the doctor now. I take somebody in with me because I don't want any more he said, she said when the doctor says, I told you that.
Yeah, it's really important to be able to protect yourself. And the questions that they ask to see if you're able to make decisions for yourself, you know, they don't get asked. That's the problem. You go in and they're like, well, you're here for care, so you signed consents that you're going to go along with whatever treatment plan we said. BS. Don't be afraid about signing those papers, because at any given moment, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you don't like how things are going in your treatment plan, you say, excuse me, I think I need a patient advocate. And that is the jaw dropper. That's the bomb. Pazow.
The last veterans meeting, they were having a hassle with the head of VA here, and they said, you meet the guy in the hall, he says, how are you? He says, I'm fine, thanks, how are you? Then they write in your record, he doesn't need any more care, he said he's fine. It would be funny if it didn't mean that the guy's not going to get any more pension checks.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, doctors are the voodoo that we do, and that's not always the best thing for us.
It's so political, and it's getting worse, and for my poor veterans, they don't make much money. I mean, a guy with a football helmet on makes millions of dollars a year running around, and a guy with a combat helmet makes nothing running, dodging bullets. This is not right.
I completely agree with you there. My husband, 20-year Marine, service Marine, you know, he now has the $500,000 back. Fortunately, our TRICARE paid for his new spine. But we had to prove that it was service related. I don't know how to tell people humping a pack for 20 years, doing 5-mile runs every morning, how many times they have to go through the fitness rigmarole to make sure that they're fit enough to wear a Kevlar helmet and dodge bullets. That has a tax on that body. You know,
but
fortunately, we were able to prove it, so he was able to get his surgeries and all things they needed. But good Lord, it's a lot to have to prove oneself when they've already proved their worth for their country.
Yeah. Do you know what a hearing aid costs? And my husband, being a supply officer, they think all they do is pay people and buy food. He was in a gun mount, because that's what supply officers do on a ship when they're not buying food. He was in a gun mount. Those things are very loud. He lost his hearing, and the government doesn't want to buy him a hearing aid. That's combat related.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that the burden of proof has to be on our vets, who've already, in my opinion, and in the opinion of so many Americans, have already proved their worth to this country, that they get the short end of the stick. Fortunately, we live very humbly, I like to say. Well, I shouldn't say too humbly. I am looking at a canyon right now, but we live, you know, a fair and normal lifestyle. But when you consider what my husband's had to do in the line of duty and all the things that he's gone through, did the financial reward of his retirement match what it took from him? No, not even close.
But
not even close.
Of military life, it's fine.
Well, you know, we learn to suck it up and not be malingerers or cyber fakers that you were talking about.
You're up to the what makes you so mad you see red like Dr. Red does, so we can have our rant of the week. I think I know what my rant of the week is. They don't treat veterans well enough, and I'm working on that. So
you never stop working on that.
Do you have a rant of the week? Now, you can't win. You can't win. The wig, see, because every month we award the best rant, and Tony the Vet is the cutest guy I've ever seen in a Dr. Red wig. But if he wins the rant of the month, they get one of my wigs. Do you have a rant of the week?
Do I? Yes. Yeah. What am I not ranting? Okay, but this isn't what you're going to expect, okay? I'm going to rant on our vets right now. okay? I'm sorry, Dr. Ed, but it's a long time coming. Here's my rant. You fought for your country, boys and girls. Fight for your life. Fight for your life now. Fight for your right to a good life, because I absolutely can't stand it when I see you guys getting second when I know you're worth the first, right? Fight for your life. Stand up for yourself. If you feel too weak to do it, call a patient.
That's true, because, you know, there are lots of veterans organizations out there, and some of them don't get enough participation. So, you know about it. Not too many other people know about it. The station, World Talk Radio, actually said they'll help me out here. I want to starting right now, actually, promoting Merry Military Month. It's going to be in the month of November when
I'm back. I ranted off. But
yes,
I'm back.
We're going to start talking about Military Month. We're going to teach the people about the military, why they're so wonderful, why we should celebrate them for the entire month of November. We're going to talk about
their
history, what they know, what their future looks like. And then the whole last week, we're just going to shower them with presents and make them be. My father was in the Army. He was in World War II. He was one of the first Jewish field officers. When he retired, he said, "This ain't your father's military anymore." That's sad.
How can that be? Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah, but you know, they've watered down things, and they've got all correctness, and you know what? We're going to talk about all that good stuff next week.
Yes, ma'am.
So, we've talked about mental illness. We've talked about how the military needs some help with that stuff, especially with PTSD. And I've asked CJ to come back because, one, I love her. And if I could have her every week, I would, just co-host. So, you're going to come back next week. And we are going to talk about all of these things again. And definitely America's biggest problem being too big. Right?
Yeah, that's just a symptom. That's a symptom, and it's, believe it or not, it's actually very easily treated.
Okay, so be back next week. And remember, all you redheads out there, it doesn't cost a thing to join the Redhead Society. Just go on my Facebook page. And until next week, remember, you guys, it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.